On February 14th, in Parkland, Florida, an event happened that became the tipping point in this year of embodiment, 2018, that launched an energetic shift, a new trajectory deeper into the vibrations of mother, of heart consciousness, of feminine instinct, now activated and presenting in those both female and male. And this wave of energy set in motion, very much aligned with the new timelines, is very different from the past, and yet simultaneously scooping up the injustices and imbalances of the past with the intention of a new level of connectivity and cooperation in our world. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing to feel the presence of Martin Luther King, such an extraordinary human, in this now. And he was smiling, his heart filled to overflowing. And the same with John Lennon. 5D is timelessness. It's moving into timelessness. It's stacked. Everything is happening simultaneously. We're gathering up and bringing everything to a new heart of humanity, to a new level of existence. So my question for you is, feeling the energy of that day, and you can still go and watch YouTubes, I'm sure, if you missed out on this. It's not about something that happened in a certain part of the world. It is about an energy that is affecting the entire planet. So my question for you is, if you were to follow the lead of these new children in your individual reality, what would that look like? Seriously. Feel the energy of what they are doing, these kids. This light shining on the consciousness of war. And ask, where is my energetic role in this? What thread in your life today relates to this energy they are shining light on? Watch what they do and feel where you are being galvanized personally to hook into their energy, which is not their energy. It is the mother's energy. It is solar light frequency. It is a new level of light being galvanized from the galactic center. This incredible greater intelligence and love. Hold elected officials accountable. Get involved in your community. If you see something, anything that is just not taking care of people and sustainable and future oriented, write an article. Bring attention to it. Use your voice. This hooks you right into the mothership. Mother in every sense of the word. Worldly, otherworldly, energetically, jump in. Ride this wave with your beautiful light and power that you have not even begun, any of us, to tap into as yet. None of us. But we're feeling it. and we must express our devotion to it. Open our heart to it. And jump in the stream of it with our individual choices in our lives. We have been on this incredible trajectory from that day in Parkland through the new moon on the 17th last month, and then that magnificent, holy wow, equinox gate, spring equinox a little over a week ago on the 24th of March. The equinox gate initiated a strong transitional embodiment phase that will last through the middle of this month, April. And this embodiment is for those just intent on integrating the multidimensional 5D, 7D, 9D light body through the physical. Do y'all know? I just learned this yesterday, and just like in a very synchronistic way, like it certainly wasn't information I was looking for or even would have known to look for. But do you know that there are now, in addition to 3D, this tickles me so much I almost can't say it. In addition to 3D, there are now 5D, 7D, and 9D. I think that's it. It may go higher. But movie cinemas where you can have virtual experiences of 5D, 7D, 9D. How crazy awesome is that? Of course, this energy and this intelligence, this higher technology that is vibrational, that is a frequency, that is upgrade for humanity, it's going to outpicture and manifest in ways that penetrate and work with the consciousness of the collective. Gosh, just breathe that in and breathe out. Keep focused on highest trajectories for all concerned. And know that you can expect the solar flashing flickering that is being witnessed in the etheric as well as the physical to become stronger than the previous flashing activities that we have seen. Do not hide from these light codes. Breathe and find your center. All is well. The new frequencies are inviting us deeper into the heart. The portals of this invitation may be through external events such as the Parkland shooting or movie theaters. Or they may be very mystical and otherworldly, such as we experienced on the new moon in the Ancient Mysteries course here in Asheville. Oh my, this course is very 5D, very new earth, 5D moving into 7D, and all, we are all coming together. Each week at a designated time, and depending on where the people are emotionally, what they have brought with them, and what's happening with the greater ascension activities, we tune into the vibrational world and we take off into pristine forest, listening, following the frequency and flow of the Earth Mother. 5D moves us outside of space and time. And on this new moon day, the group started off with a bit of ego static, stuff wanting and needing to be cleared. We worked through that pretty quickly because we have come to this course with a strong desire to be in the heart and to embody more of ourselves. Again, love and unity consciousness. Templates of 5D. And when we got to the woods, it was quite clear to me that we needed to go to the water, to the crystalline energies in the new feminine. The week before, we had been all over the new masculine in a completely different side of the forest. But no, we were being pulled. I felt the magnetic pull up into the new feminine, up to where the water is, to the crystalline energies. And so that's what we did. And initially, I felt that we were being taken up to the Trinity Stargate portal high in the pristine woodland. I had a new moon ceremony planned for the group, and I thought this place would be really perfect and complimentary. But halfway to the portal, we stopped in a deep crevice between mountain ranges to climb on the rocks that were down in the creek. And mind you, these rocks are quite vast and crystal in nature. Some of them are the size of a small car. And different women in the group identified tourmaline and amethyst and quartz crystals. We spent some time in this location in the creek where the rocks were arranged in varying harmonics and just stunning angles of geometry. And I crawled down into an overhang to listen to the water that was bouncing off of the water as it cascaded through the rocks and the crevices in the rock. And when I did so, I saw a wall of quartz that pulled me into the little opening deeper. So now I'm disappearing into what would be like the equivalent of the opening to an igloo, just for a reference. And when I was almost entirely inside this rock portal, disappearing from one aspect of reality, suddenly a light appeared from above, a small crevice that I looked up into. And when I saw the sky from inside that earthly tomb, I could only feel, I have to crawl up there. Coming into this earth chamber from one direction, then out the top side, a completely different angle and energy. And then, of course, everyone got excited, and without thinking, everyone began to crawl into the earth, rock, crystal, water opening, following me. And one by one, we crawled out of a tiny crevice in the earth to a higher plateau than we had entered in. Each of us were beside ourselves with glee. The feeling of childlike wonder and bliss. Each of us felt deeply that we had just come from the womb of the Earth Mother. The energy was palpable and magnetic, and our hearts and our minds so free. There was a shared bond of having just experienced something very precious and rare and significant. We were gifted a kind of our own virtual reality of 7D, because the seventh dimension is the beginning of an interactive experience between dimensions. The consciousness you are currently residing in and a higher vibrating invisible reality actually communicating and exchanging experiences. The Mother definitely invited us in that day. Divine merge in action. Embodiment in a pretty rarefied and deeply meaningful experience. I just want to share with you that when I was in the woods this morning at the river, and even when I was sitting for almost 30 minutes in the show space, just kind of clearing everything out and preparing for our connection, that the day, the nature of the day was very, very still. And just about 10 or 15 minutes ago, when we were talking about the galvanized energy as an energetic for you, wherever you are in the world, to jump on and feel and bring into your heart and walk through new doors of possibility in relation to, the wind started kicking up. It's slamming the front door, screen door. I have the front door of the cabin open, and the screen door is slamming back and forth. And I'm sitting out on the back deck, and my rainbow windsock is going completely sideways. So just this, the earth, the nature, the mother, it feels like life. It feels like participation and excitement. I feel the joy of this intelligence around what we are sharing and the energies we are engaging. The yellow chickadees and finches are here today. We've also had a pair of mourning doves participating with us. This is the first time that I have seen the yellow finches this season. Mind you, Asheville has still just, I'm sure less than a week ago, it was snowing sideways. And in the last few days, we've been in the 60s. So, yeah, we're still kind of settling into spring. So I came home from this experience knowing that I would never be the same, that I was in a whole new scene of this play of humanity. And I was curious. I did a little bit of Googling around and learned that in ancient times, especially in Greek mythology, it was believed possible to be born a second time through the womb of the Earth Mother. And that's kind of an appropriate topic to talk about on Easter, right? I found a very interesting correlation with Delphi in Greece at the time of Apollo. Apollo was the god of light. There was, and I think to this day, is a very sacred location to the ancient people called the Crevice of the Castalian Spring that was seen as a genital aperture of the goddess, the Earth Mother. It was a place to worship and gather for the ancient Greeks. Their primary worship was of the Great Mother. And the layout of the sacred grounds at Delphi was patterned after the body of the Earth Mother. It's kind of pretty cool. So I'm still, as I said, marinating in this experience. I've had years of pretty profound experiences with the Earth Mother and her kingdoms. But this gift, and it was a gift that I have no doubt the Divine Mother orchestrated, this experience created a very intelligent, not of this earth opportunity for human 3D consciousness, physical bodies, to experience being inside the earth, which is 7D, in the dark, wet chambers of the mother, and to kind of push and wiggle our way up and out into the light, to an entirely different environment and atmosphere. Standing victorious and feeling very liberated, she's changing every day our earth. In a recent blog, the Shining Ones shared, it is and has always been about the Earth Mother. She is and has always been humanity's destiny. She is the one true source through which all of creation flows. And she shares that creationary power, sustenance, and love freely. This magnificent planet, wise and sacred being, she has seen this humanity through eons of time and epic transformation. Gaia, magnificent Earth Star. The grid of our planet is changing with the bifurcation of timelines. The old Earth grid is pixeling, fading. In my mind's eye, I see like watercolors that are fading and becoming duller and duller. Like what would happen to a painting if you threw water on it? Which is kind of cool because crystalline energy, this new frequency, is kind of being radiated out onto the old constructs of our planet. It's kind of like the current reality and focus is fading into the background, and a very different reality, new Earth grid, a magnificent golden chariot, nurturer, provider, abundant, sustainable environment is emerging. And it is not independent of us. All who will come in devotion, in reverence, in appreciation, and gratitude, and love. She is the entrance, the portal into the frequency of the golden age and increase of galactic light spectrum on our planet.